Karmic fruit.
Cause is the reason and effect is the result, which is also known as karmic fruit. Karma are the actions that we commit. The result produced by the karma we commit is therefore called karmic fruit. The law of cause and effect is undeniable. Experts in the field of legal studies especially value and emphasize the existence of the law of cause and effect. For instance, if Charles murders somebody, they will definitely not punish Lindsay. The offense has its deserving owner, which in this case is Charles. Out of greed, anger, foolishness, desire, suspicion, etc., he planned to murder someone. That was the cause. Having purchased a dangerous weapon and killed someone is the effect. Let's explain further. Murdering a person is the cause, and receiving legal punishment will be the effect. Cause and effect spans the three periods. In the past, Charles's motive to kill was the cause. Sure enough, in the present, he murders somebody. Thus, in the future, he will definitely be punished. That will be the effect. Just as it is for a farmer, having sown seeds of melons, he reaps melons. Having sown seeds of beans, he reaps beans. Seeds sown of bitter fruit will not yield harvests of sweet fruit. Soya beans planted in the ground will never produce mung beans. All of our daily behavior and conduct are constantly subjected to the law of cause and effect. Because of thirst and hunger, we feed. Because of fatigue, we sleep. Because of illness, we seek medical treatment. Because of livelihood, we work. Because of survival, we strive. Conscientious students have outstanding grades. They graduate to progressively higher levels of education, create for themselves brilliant futures, and enjoy the fruit of blissful lives. A farmer reaps harvests because of his farming. Buildings constructed by workers who cut corners will surely collapse in the future. There is an ancient saying, "To know of past causes, look at all that we bear in our present life. To know of future effects, examine all our actions in this present life." Nothing can go beyond the scope of cause and effect. However, being human, we are different from wild beasts in that we are endowed with an intuitive ability to differentiate between virtue and vice, and to abandon vice for virtue. Even a three-year-old child likes beauty and dislikes evil. So as youths and adults, we should know better to distance from vices, embrace virtues, refrain from evil actions, and perform virtuous deeds. Virtue or vice, both create karma, which in turn bring the consequences called karmic effects. There is a common saying, good begets good, evil begets evil. What comes around goes around. If it hasn't come back around, it's only because the time has yet to come. And another saying goes, if a do-gooder receives no good outcome, it is because he has done something bad in the past. When the misfortune has ended, good will come. Similarly, if an evildoer does not have a bad outcome, it is because he has done something good in the past. When his blessings have been exhausted, bad will come. Cause and effect is an undeniable truth. Only the minority who do not believe it will dare to kill, commit arson, engage in lawless activities, and break the moral principles of human relations. But eventually, they too will find that they cannot break free from the ironclad rules of cause and effect. Their present wrongdoings are creating the cause. Their future retribution of suffering will be the effect. Whoever clearly understands causes and recognizes the effects will take karmic fruit very seriously. Even Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 26, verse 52, "He who lives by the sword dies by the sword," which similarly demonstrates this Buddhist teaching of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect is supported by Christianity as well as other religions. Otherwise, why would they be encouraging virtuous deeds? Buddhism is a religion that places great importance on the causes and effects of virtue and vice. As such, it is a very suitable practice for people of our free world. Buddhas and bodhisattvas are very clear about cause and effect. Ancient enlightened masters said bodhisattvas are wary of cause, while sentient beings are wary of effect. Because a bodhisattva has a pure mind, he is aware of the effects in advance. Being aware that a cause is evil, he does not create it. This is called being wary of cause. Most sentient beings are unclear about cause and effect. Thus, they engage in lawless activities and create a lot of bad karma. Only when negative karmic fruit take effect do they begin to be worried. But by then, it is already too late for regrets. This is called being wary of effect. I hope that everyone clearly understands the principles of cause and effect, karma and its retribution, that we will all refrain from committing negative causes and thus not receive negative retributions. Let us do good deeds throughout our whole lifetime and enjoy the virtuous karmic fruit of happiness on earth and in heaven. That is bliss.